But listen to
موت، احنا بنعشق الموت، احنا بس مؤمنين بقضاء الله وقدر. تعال شوفوا كيف بنعيش، تعال تعال الله، احنا بنحب الحياة وعندنا طموحات وأحلام.
Saying that people say the Palestinians love death. And then he says, we love life so much. We love life so much, don't listen to them. That they have so many hopes and dreams, but they know that this is part of their fate. It's part of their fate because we have allowed them to go through genocide over and over. There is nowhere to bury bodies. Over 3,000 children have been murdered. They've already used places like this.
As you see, okay? It's not like ice cream trucks for ice cream. It's ice cream trucks for bodies.
Since there's nowhere else, they need to make mass graves. And because parents know that their children are very likely going to be killed, if parents themselves are not killed first, or killed, wiped out altogether with every single relative they have, I want you to see that they try to make death not terrifying for their kids. The little boy says, this is a grave. We're gonna play in it, and then we're gonna be buried in it. Instead of sitting paralyzed with that fear, they let them be kids with their friends in a mass grave because the entire world is watching a genocide. And it's happened year after year after year. They cannot leave. When they have tried, they have been bombed. Israel is a mass murderer. They're ethnically cleansing these children. And there are so many other videos of children screaming because they are in so much pain and they are so scared and they've lost every single member of their family and they have limbs blown off. And that, those of you who witnessed a genocide and who said
nothing. صح فيش خبز فيش خبز بس بتمشي الدنيا وبيجي واحد بيقول لك شعب يعشق الموت يعني والله بنحب الحياة والله وحياة الله غلابة سلام التام من الجميع يا رب يا رب نسمع أخبارك كويس يا رب المشكلة هذه بدها مية هالبيت